Hey, welcome back in. This is the Tennessee Star Report. Steve Gill, Michael Patrick Leahy. You can go to TennesseeStar.com on the web, Tennessee Star on Facebook, and find links to some of the stories that we're talking about today. You know, everybody's had their New Year's resolutions now at play for about a week or so, and you know, the gyms have been packed. By next week, you know, you'll be able to shoot a cannon in the gym and not hit anybody. But everybody starts the new year with a commitment to, you know, better fitness, better nutrition, better health. And we just thought we would at least help you, you know, go into yet one more week of trying to stick to that commitment. Dr. Manny Seti has launched a website, myhealthytennessee.com. It's a nonprofit that he and his wife Maya founded in 2011 to promote healthier living, healthier lifestyles. They've done dozens of health fairs across the state. They recently announced Healthy Tennessee University that's going to focus on youth participants. And now he's doing rounds with Dr. Manny that focuses on the opioid crisis. And they're going to be doing an event down in Manchester, Tennessee, which is near his hometown of Hillsboro, before he went off to medical school and is now an orthopedic surgeon over at Vanderbilt. And Manny, good to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Thank you so much for taking the time. Good morning, Michael. Appreciate y'all having me on.
I feel like I'm doing great on my New Year's resolution. We're into week two, and I haven't done anything horribly bad. I mean, yeah, I've completely kicked the whole meth habit. Not doing the opioid stuff anymore. I still do run by Krispy Kreme donuts a lot more than I should.
That's okay. You know, I just think it's all about basic, small changes. You know, you don't got to knock it out of the park. Just try to walk a little bit every day. Just try to, focus on your diet a little bit, cutting out sugar, and just, these basic, very small things about activity and nutrition. You know, small changes can really give you big results over time. But, I really appreciate y'all having me on to talk about Healthy Tennessee today.
You know, one of the things that we hear so much in kind of the healthcare policy arena, Manny, is that, it's all about health insurance all the time. And your all's focus is more on healthy living, healthy lifestyle, and better health rather than just who pays for it when we have problems.
You know, that's totally right, Steve. You know, the Democrats basically talk a lot about health insurance and, how health insurance will solve, these problems that we face in American healthcare and, Obamacare. But the issue is that until we get healthy, I think we're going to have trouble. And that's why we founded Healthy Tennessee about 8-9 years ago. When I came back home, I realized that, right now in Tennessee, about 15% of our folks have diabetes, 15% of us smoke, obesity is at about 40%. And, we're spending about 40% of our budget, our state budget, on TennCare. So we're not building roads. We're not investing in our schools and the next generation. We're just paying for these problems that we're taking care of on the back end of diabetes, of obesity. When if we just change behavior on the front end, we could really do a lot and save a lot of money and invest in future generations of Tennesseans. So what we started doing were these small health fairs. The first one we had was in Manchester. And, I begged all my folks from I'm a trauma surgeon at Vanderbilt, and I begged all these nurses and folks to come out and doctors and help out to really educate folks about the benefits of living a healthy lifestyle. So let's say, Steve, you came into our health fair in Manchester. You know, there'd be a doctor, a nurse, who'd spend about 45 minutes with you, and they'd talk to you about your own labs, doing a basic exam about how you can get healthier. Now, over time, as we started doing these, they just started growing. And people came out of the woodwork to help, and then, suddenly we had patients on the average of 400 to 500 per place we went, and it just has organically grown. But what I'm very proud of at Healthy Tennessee is the fact that, look, we are talking about getting on the front end of this problem through living a healthier lifestyle, through making small changes, like I mentioned, in your nutrition and fitness. And if we just can get healthier, we can save so much money on the front end. And I think that's the power of Healthy Tennessee, is of engaging local communities through these fairs. And it's the local folks, it's boots on the ground, nurses, doctors, other healthcare providers who are coming out to just help people. Because in Tennessee, it's all about just people helping people.
Dr. Manny, this is Michael Patrick Leahy. I have a question for you.
Yes.
So you are an orthopedic surgeon at Vanderbilt. That's a busy job. That's
yes,
a high-pressure job. How do you have time to do the Healthy Tennessee?
Well, thank you so much, Michael. I really appreciate that. I believe it's my calling. Look, I come from, I grew up in Hillsborough, Tennessee. My mom and dad were both doctors in that town. You know, I remember my dad growing up, we didn't have ambulances there in the late, you know, 70s, early 80s, and so we'd go to the mountains in Altamont to pick up patients. And, you know, I remember just him taking these folks to the hospital, doing whatever he could, and it's just part of who I am as a person, because I think right now, you know, again, we're taking care of so many of these problems on the back end, and we got to do it on the front end, so we got to make time. It's critical. And so that's why I do it.
Well, if you want to find get something done, you find a busy person, because they're the ones that have the discipline to get things done. Manny, you mentioned diabetes, and I think that's a prime example of it is one of the costlier health issues that we face in this country, and yet a little bit better lifestyle, better nutrition, a little bit more activity. A lot of people can move from being diabetic or pre-diabetic into not being diabetic anymore, certainly avoid being insulin-dependent diabetic, simply by a change in lifestyle.
That's exactly right. And that's the whole purpose and mission of Healthy Tennessee. That's exactly right. Is that right now we have so many people out there with things like pre-diabetes, and if you go to a lot of doctors, you know, they'll just give you a medication. But really, if you just change your lifestyle a little bit, you know, you can make a dramatic change. And, you know, I think that happens at the community level, you know, and you have to engage local communities. And the way you do that is different than, you know, in West Tennessee than it maybe is in East Tennessee than it is right here in Nashville or where I grew up in Hillsborough. And so it's all about finding those local personal solutions that work. You know, Stephen, one thing I also wanted to mention is, you know, we've been doing these health fairs for 8-9 years now. We've seen thousands of folks across Tennessee. But what I'm also proud of is the fact that we've been having these summits across Tennessee where we bring like-minded community health organizations together. I mean, we've sort of engaged with thousands of these organizations to bring them together to figure out what's the best way that we can all work together. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, one hand doesn't know what the other's doing. You know, Healthy Tennessee's doing one thing, another nonprofit's doing another. But what if we all came together to figure out how do you reach that patient with prediabetes, to educate them and talk to them? So, you know, we've been doing these summits now across Tennessee for about 5 years, and I'm really proud of that.
Dr. Manny Sethi, you're from Tennessee, but you completed your general surgery internship at Mass General Hospital in Boston, and you are a resident at Harvard's combined orthopedic surgery program. That's pretty high-level medicine. Why'd you come back to Tennessee?
Well, you know, Tennessee made me who I am. Look, my parents were immigrants, and they came to America for a new life. And, you know, I've lived the American dream in Tennessee. You know, I was born and raised here, grew up in Hillsborough, and Tennessee did so much for me. And as I grew older, especially when I lost my father about 15 years ago, you know, you just start thinking about your life and what it means. And when I think about who I am, I think about Hillsborough, Tennessee, and all those folks in the community who came together to help me. And so that's why I came home, because I wanted to give back. And so As an orthopedic trauma surgeon, you know, I thought I was doing that. But as I looked around at these healthcare problems, you know, I'd talk to these politicians. I'd say, look, you know, this is what's happening. And I just watched their eyes glaze over. And my wife, you know, she's known me since we were 16 years old. One day she said, look, you know, you're a doer. You need to get out there and just go fix this problem. And so that's what we did, county by county, city by city. Over 8 years, we've been trying to make Tennessee healthier, because I believe that, you know, if we are spending 40% of our state budget, Steve, on these problems, it is not sustainable.
Well, when you look at the personal accountability angle that you all are focused on with My Healthy Tennessee, and folks can go to myhealthytennessee.com on the web to find out more details, you've also got kind of some big budget items. You've got the folks in the healthcare industry who profit from the system as it is, who are pushing to make sure that we've got full-on hospitals in every rural community across the state, so that there's a cancer treatment facility in maybe all 95 counties, and that there's full surgery units in all 95 counties. That's not necessarily the best way to deliver health care.
Yeah, and in the future, I think it's going to be very difficult to do some of that, and we got to rethink, you know, health care delivery. Let me give you an example. Our events, we have these community health events where we can see patients for less than, say, you know, $5 a person. Now, imagine, we are able to do labs. We are able to do screening. The average time per patient that we spend is 45 minutes. Now, would you rather go to a community event where there's easy parking, there's not a big wait, it's a fun atmosphere, or would you rather go to a sterile, you know, primary care office and wait in a line and et cetera? So we have to rethink healthcare delivery. For example, imagine years ago if I told you that you'd click a button on your phone and a Toyota Prius would turn into your cab, you know, with Uber or Lyft, you'd say you're using meth. But in fact, today that's what happened. That's what's happening. And so with technology, we have to really rethink what we're doing. And Steve, one other thing I just wanted to come back to is the accountability issue you mentioned, because that's so important. But you got folks who say, "Oh, people don't make the right choices because they don't know what they know the right choices and they don't make them." Because
it's just hard. I mean, it's easier to stop at Dunkin' Donuts, grab a coffee and two donuts on the way in, rather than, you know, eat an apple or a banana for breakfast.
That's exactly right.
Not that I would ever make that decision myself personally.
Never.
But you know,
because Dunkin' Donuts isn't opened at 4 o'clock when I come in.
but you know, the thing is what if someone spent, imagine this, 45 minutes with someone explaining to them, look, this is the downstream effect of when you're doing that, you know, when you're having those donuts every day, this is what happens. If you turn that light bulb on, if you reach somebody in their own way, now, Steve, the way someone reaches you is going to be maybe different than the way they reach me or somebody else, but if you take that time, I believe people will change their behavior. You know, and kind of, you know, my dad, he was a primary care doctor in Manchester for 20 years, and he always used to tell me, son, people don't care what you know until they know that you care.
And that's where going out and actually talking to people face-to-face makes a difference. MyHealthyTennessee.com. Dr. Manny Seti, good to have you with us. And we'll talk again soon, my friend. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much.
We'll be back in a moment. This is the Tennessee Star Report, TennesseeStar.com on the web.